Well, I am really excited because my brother, my friend, Todd Delaney, is on the phone with me. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Randy. I miss you. I'm doing wonderful, though.
Yes. I miss you, too. But, you know, I follow you. You follow me on social media. But lately, I've been hooked to your YouTube channel because that's where I get all the tea.
Yes, it is. We got a camera following us 24/7 now, and I went out and invested in that camera stuff. I said, man, I want to show people what it's really like to move around, especially coming out of a pandemic. So it's been fun showing people, the real side of what's really going on.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that got everybody on board with was you're expecting, you and your wife, expecting your fifth child, and the reaction from your kids laid me out.
Yeah. You know, that I call it the pandemic baby because we were not expecting to have any more kids, and the pandemic got us. You know, you're sitting around that house with nothing to do but look at each other. It's like, okay, all right.
That is hilarious, and congratulations to both of you. That is so sweet. Well, you have a brand new album, and I am so thrilled about this because when you first started doing music straight from the Word of God, I was like, you're on to something.
Wow. Yeah. This album is loaded with a bunch of scripture songs and a bunch of heavy features. We got, of course, I think one of the best female voices in the world, Kiara Sheard, is on it, along with Tamela Mann is on it. Smokey Norful is on it. Todd Galbraith is on it. So it's just loaded. I just feel really strongly that it's really going to be exactly what the people need, like, right now.
Fantastic. Now, the name of the new project is called Anthems in Glory.
Yeah, Anthems in Glory.
And you know what? From the very first track, I started getting chills.
Wow.
It's just something about having that knowledge that you're about to be fed the Word of God, and you can go and worship the way you want to, and, you know, just speaking forth that Word of God, it just throws me. And that very first cut, I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Waste no time.
None whatsoever. 17 tracks? Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, we gave everything away. I mean, we've been stuck in the pandemic.
Yeah.
We had so much music locked up inside of us. I'm not really a big believer in, like, holding music. So I just, like, give it all up, and then I'll come back and with something fresh the next time, so I'm not trying to save stuff from now.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah. So now you got Revelation for the other song, Psalm 18. And what is your very favorite on the new project right now?
Oh, I'm kind of torn, but I'm going to go with this one called Get the Glory. This song is straight reggae. Straight up reggae. Yeah, and I had actually some musicians from the island in Jamaica play the song for me because I know in Jamaica, not just in Jamaica, but in the islands, they're like, oh, when Americans try to play reggae, we can tell that it's American. And I was like, oh. So I said, I want it to be real. I want it to be authentic. I want to be on vacation and hear my music and be like, oh, and y'all be like, hey, that's from the homeland.
Aww.
So I really love that song. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I have one request on my job.
I am on the phone with my friend, my brother, Todd Delaney, and you have been doing some really cool things throughout this pandemic, and one of the things that you have done is taking up boxing. Come on, man.
I fell in love with Randy. Like, I really love to feel my body get different and grow, and I've gotten, I've just gotten so much better. I spar with people now. I was sparring on a weekly basis, and just crazy to get hit and see your response. are you gonna quit or do you go? And once the first time I got hit and I started looking at that guy and said, I'm gonna tear you apart. I knew. I said, oh yeah, I could do this. I can do this.
Yeah, you got it in you. Well, I mean, you're an athlete anyway, so that, it stands to reason that that could be added to your resume of being an athlete. And speaking of You got a chance to sing the national anthem?
Yeah, at the Chicago White Sox and Detroit Tiger game.
Oh, come on.
Yep. So,
well, I know who won that one, but
Yeah, you saw us. You saw us, Chi-Town, baby. but no, I got friends on the Tigers team too, so I really kind of felt bad. I was torn, but yeah, that was my first time doing the anthem there, and it was just, I got a great reception, and the Sox even said that, man, we would love to have you back, you know. And I'm telling them, I said, bring me back in the playoffs when y'all on, you know, mainstream TV.
Come on, right?
Yeah.
Speak that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I am so happy to have a chance to talk to you today. And I know you got a lot of ways for people to follow you and support you, but you got a Patreon channel as well for people
Absolutely.
Who follow you.
Yeah, so if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can go over to Delaneyland. That's the name of my Patreon. So it's patreon.com/Delaneyland, and that's where we kind of give a little bit of the just a little bit more information on there, and like, you get automatic upgrades to VIP on every concert. Like this Friday night, we'll be live in concert. I got a lot of Patreon members that are, so you get a lot of perks. I sent the CD out to them 2 weeks ago, so they've
nice.
Been had the CD, you know, so they get a little bit of everything first, and we got like a nice little relationship. I talk to them about stuff that I wouldn't talk to about on the regular.
Exactly. Well, you can follow him everywhere else on Delaneyland.
Yep, that's right. ToddDelaneyland.com.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear. I love you.
Absolutely, Randy. Thank you.